Alright, so Brad takes off. Al takes off in his own way. Margaret follows. Back downstairs, Benny,
yo.
You've gotten a hole open. You're peeling it open. Are you going to continue to...
When it's big enough for me to get through, I know it's big enough for the rest to get through, so...
Okay, well, that's pretty quick. So it's big enough for you to sip through.
Hey, what are we supposed to do once we get this? Are we supposed to go in there? We just tell Miss Sage about it? What?
Hey, we're going in looking for Finley's mom.
Oh, all right.
All right. Hank and Benny.
You better let me go first in case, I don't know, maybe there's something in there.
That's fair.
Okay. So I'll just...
squeeze my bulk through the crevice.
All right.
And, what do we see?
So you squeeze through, and this primary room is very, it's like a almost like a waiting room on steroids, with a couple of, you know, chairs sitting there and a couch. Mm-hmm. But it is obviously some kind of hyped up medical facility. There are monitors placed in this little lobby area, so people can see further into the facilities, and so there are cameras facing the door, so perhaps someone can watch people enter or rip holes in the wall. Part of this is a lab. Like on the right hand side, it looks like a mad scientist lab, right? There are centrifuges, there's microscopes, there's two servers behind armored, what, you know, look to be like armored glass. The whole thing is set up. It looks like a you know, space age research facility at a Star Trek. Sorry, someone's messaged me. On the other side of the room are a series of look like possibly patient rooms or examination rooms, and there are little numbers above each one, like there's 001, 002, 003. And the way the doors are spaced, it looks like they're fairly large. You don't see any people, by the way. There's no one.
He made a giant clone of his wife.
Could be.
Don't judge that man's fetish.
Don't kink shame. All right. So what are the two of you gonna do?
We want to do now. So we sit down and wait. There's chairs over there. Maybe they got magazines.
That's the most Benny thing I've ever heard.
I don't think anybody's gonna come to aid us.
All right. So what, we check these rooms?
Just check the rooms one at a time.
Loot the body, check for traps.
All right, yeah. So you're gonna look in little windows in each door. There's a little window in each door.
Yep.
Sure.
All right. First room is empty, and we'll pause there. We'll go to Sage. Sage.
Where the invisible guy is.
Exactly. You have seen. Are you gonna keep looking at files and videos, or are you calling it quits? What are you doing?
If I find enough stuff that implicates specifically Finley Sr. and his corporation, I'm going to just start finding a way to get that information out to either my other servers online or downloading it onto a file I can take.
You will have to download it from here onto some kind of media to take it with you.
Yeah. I'll do that.
So
I have a 5 megabyte flash drive you can do.
Who needs more than 16 mega RAM?
Oh god.
The dark ages.
Yeah, I'm just gonna start downloading the things I think are most incriminating. Right. I imagine we do not have the most time.
Speaking of which. So you're downloading. All right. Finn and Brad are running like mad. Al, do it. Do it. You know you want to. Do it.
Al jumps the stairs. I regret nothing.
No.
Oh, Oddly enough, some of the railings are bent as though someone else tried to.
They are. So, let me see how much soak you've got.
A fuck ton.
You don't have as much, much soak as Benny by a long shot. But that's fine.
You've got 15 bashing soak.
You've got other stuff. So you fall. You hit rails on the way down. You bounce around like a pinball. Finn and Brad both hear, I regret nothing! It's a vaguely owl-shaped form drops. Do you wanna try and stick the landing? Roll Dex plus athletics.
Superhero landing.
No point. Two decks. We're going face first.
Okay. So there is
asshole, baby girl.
There is a sickening thud at the bottom. A crunch, if you will. And a few seconds later, Finn and Brad reach the bottom, or you find Al, and he's laying there. One of his legs is folded behind him at a weird angle. His arm is twisted the wrong way. And slowly but surely, spend 2 points of quantum. His bones and body start to right themselves.
Oh God.
And the narrator says he did not, in fact, have this.
I mean, more or less had it. Kind of. So you are all now three on the first sub-basement level. And you hear the pitter-patter of comfortable shoes on the stairwell from far above.
I'm coming!
So funny to me. Damn orthopedics!
Just you wait, Sage. Just you wait till you get to a certain age. You'll appreciate them orthopedics.
I already have some of those, actually. I've got bad knees.
I don't want to hear it.
Bad knees.
Okay. It's genetic!
Alright, so are you going to continue on your way, the three of you? The triumvirate? Two of them muted.
He's changing a diaper.
Yeah, no, I mean, if my legs can handle fast, standing up.
Okay, yeah, no, you heal pretty fast and you stand up. You're ready to go.
I'm being carried to my destination, so I'm just
typical,
riding.
Typical rich white kid. typical rich white man, getting carried every day of his life. Somebody sold her new. There's a story here. There's a moral story here. Okay.
Real enemy is capitalism, children.
It is always capitalism. Is.
Not if you're rich.
So, number one, nobody there. Patient room number two, you see a form. It looks too short to be Finn's mom. You kind of can't tell because it's got a mask on, an oxygen mask on. So you can't kind of see like the face behind. Roll me a perception plus awareness to see if you recognize this.
Everybody?
No, just these two that can see this person through the window.
To the wall?
No, there are no walls here.
Till the sweat place. Drops down.
God damn it.
Skeet, skeet, motherfuckers.
Song that I had never hoped to hear again.
Benny is still looking in the first room because he's pretty sure he saw something. Hey, look, if you look just right and kind of squint, you can kind of see something over by the door. I think it's somebody in there.
Do you think I got an invisible guy down here?
No, I just can't see him.
Oh my god.
I had his face into the curtains, not even looking past them.
Well, what does Hank see?
So Hank does not recognize this person. There's something familiar about them, but you can't place it. The door is locked. You do know it is not Finley's mom.
Continuing on then.
Okay. Sage, are you downloading?
Yeah, I'm downloading.
Okay. You're downloading. The Three Stooges. You are now on floor two, headed for the third sub-basement, which is where Sage informed you you needed to go. You will be there next round.
Yay.
You two, back to Hank and Benny. Room number three. Roll perception plus awareness. Or if Benny's still looking at room one, don't.
Two successes.
All right.
Uh-huh. Look at that. Yay.
Look at that.
A success.
So at this point, you are fairly sure that this is Finn's mom's room. For a lot of reasons. One, the door's a bit thicker and a bit more heavily armored. Two, you see a woman in there. She's laying on the bed. She kind of looks like Finn's mom. If she were perhaps ill, you can't tell for sure. But, I mean, it's hard to tell with various wires and other things. Come on. My notes don't want to open. Come on.
What?
I got a note for this room. I got a little cheat sheet for this room, this part of the area. But Google Docs apparently is not responding today. That's unfortunate. I'll just have to remember it all.
It's turned to become Google Paradox.
It very well might. Who knows? Who's to say? So yeah, you think you found Finn's mom?
We want to go in. We're supposed to rescue, or what are we supposed to do?
Does your cell phone get reception down here?
Oh, I don't know. Hang on. Benny will pull out the jitterbug
the jitterbug is not.
Take out his reading glasses, put them on. Let me see. What's the got the little thing up at the top here? I don't know. That's the battery. No, that's what time it is. That's the date. Holy shit, is that the date already? Let me see. Yeah, I don't know. If somebody calls me, I'll know.
Well, let's go in then. See if this is her.
Good idea, Benny. We'll put away the jitterbug, take off the glasses. let's try the door handle, see if it opens.
Roll your strength plus might.
Well, I was just trying to open it, see if it's...
Oh, it's locked. It's definitely locked.
Oh, okay. All right, well... need a macro for this fucking 9 again. Yeah, 5.
So you grab the very sturdy door handle and you pull, and there is a shuttering of the door, and the handle and the locking mechanism just come right out.
Aha. Uh-huh.
It's not built near as well as the And the door just swings open. And when it does, there is a flashing blue light that starts to go off in the main room. And in this
alert, room. Alert, contamination. 30 seconds to shut down.
Oops.
Well, low is red. Blue is at least less ominous than red. So, you know.
I mean, you gotta have different alerts for different things, right? Different
colors. Blue means it's coming toward you. Red means it's going away.
Yeah, it's true. Physics, baby. Brooke, a blue alarm starts to go off in the server.
She told us to.
Everyone looks. Or what do you say?
Oh, I was just saying, like, does like a warning come up on the screen or anything for what the blue alarm is, or do I just see a blue alarm?
Containment breach. Containment breach.
I'm sure that's fine, and I'll try to shut off the alarm, I guess.
What do the science geeks do?
What do they do?
The blue alarm goes off, and they run for the door.
Oh.
They are
probably not good.
Fuck this. They out.
Texting Hank. What the fuck is happening?
Let's see. Basically the Hank, you do not get a text because medical wings are freaking Faraday cage.
I figured when we had to come through a metal wall.
Yeah, there's enough steel there that.
what could possibly go wrong with breaking them out of here? I don't know.
Who's to say? Alan, Anthony, and Bo, the hallway lights up with a blue flashing light.
Well, that looks friendly.
The cops are after you.
All three of you make awareness plus perception checks.
I mean, it's not a red light, so it's got to be a good thing.
Yeah. Make awareness plus perception checks.
Blue light is special, right? So that's good.
Yeah. There's a sale at Target.
There's a sale at Kmart.
Kmart. Kmart. Blue light special.
There's a sale at Penny's.
I got one.
Okay. Two successes.
Old three dice got three successes.
Look at that. Al, you hear the pitter patter of comfortable shoes stop.
Oh, shit.
And then you hear it getting more distant.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
God.
Oh, no.
What have we done? What have we done?
All right. This turn, the three of you get down to the sub-basement. As you walk out the stairwell, you almost collide with a herd of very nerdy looking guys and with pocket protectors and badges on their way out.
Get out of the way.
In a rush.
I try to grab one. What the fuck does the blue light mean?
Roll your dex. Let's see if you can snag him.
Science geeks are slippery.
They are when they're running for their life.
Look at that! Look at that! Three successes on two dice.
Three successes.
That's some stick rolls right there. You grab one of them, and he struggles for a moment, and he looks at you, and he looks very, very scared. And he's like, "Containment's been breached. We've got to get out of here. He'll be here."
Containment of what? Who will be here?
And he makes an attempt to break your grip.
I am probably covered in gore, by the way.
He squirts you in the face with his inhaler and runs for it.
That's true. So he'll get some bonus dice. Because adrenaline and fear. All right, he gets five successes total to break your grip and scurry away.
I assume that's enough.
You can try hold on to him. You can roll a strength check.
Okay, I mean, if I keep rolling the way I've been rolling.
Yep.
But will that happen?
I believe in you.
Here comes the two ones.
Nope. Well, you weren't wrong about the two ones, but I did get two successes.
You tear part of his shirt as he struggles and breaks your grip and takes up off the stairs. So, fear is a motivator.
Where he runs right into a plague carrier.
But he doesn't know about the plague carrier.
So it's all right.
Actually, also, you hear below you, on the sub-basement below, you hear footsteps coming up. And if you pause for a second, do you pause for a second?
No.
All right, never mind then. All right, you continue on into sub-level.
From below?
Sub-level three. Yeah, because there are five sub-levels in this thing.
Yeah, that's not good.
Okay. So you walk in. You see what is obviously like it's got a big label on the door that says, you know, IT room. At the end of the hall is a very large 10-foot wide by 8-foot tall reinforced metal door. The wall to the right of it, the plaster is gone and there's a giant hole ripped into it. The door to the IT room is actually ajar partially. And you do not see anyone.
The door is ajar. That doesn't seem like a very good door.
And there's nobody in it.
The building collapses and Al dies.
I had to. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's worth it, really. But they don't see Sage either?
I mean, she's in the server room.
Oh.
Oh, the server. Okay.
Which is the IT room. Yeah, she's in the server room.
Oh, yeah.
So, what the three of you doing? Do the thing.
I guess I'll...
Thank Jolene.
If Sage is in there alone, I'm going to go just stand with Sage and make sure she's not alone.
Okay.
Oh.
So
you guys made it.
Yeah, Al opens the door, walks in.
Covered in gore.
What the fuck happened to you?
I fell.
Yes, so was Tipper for 8 years. Oh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, some alarms going off, but I found some really interesting information.
Is it any information on what the alarm is about? Because it sounds kind of scary.
Nope, I figured that was Benny and Hank doing something and just hoped they were okay. Hank hasn't texted me back, so who's to say?
Which way do they go?
Toward the hole at the end of the hall, if I had to imagine.
I will go towards the hole in the wall. The Benny-sized hole.
The Benny-sized hole. Pretty big hole. You step in to... are you going to step through the Benny-sized hole?
Yes, I'm going to go through and...
All right, you walk through the Benny-sized hole. And it's like I said, there's a lab to the right half of this kind of facility is very much a lab. The left side has patient rooms numbered, you know, starting at 001, 002, 003. 1 and 2 are closed. 3, the door is open. Benny and Hank are standing. You can kind of see him in the doorway.
I will go up to them like, okay, what happened? What did you do? What did you break?
And laying there.
I didn't break nothing.
On the bed is your mom, unconscious, hooked up to machines.
Mom?
Are you trying to communicate with her?
Well, like, so you said, do I notice the glow and everything coming from the room?
No, there's no glow. I mean, the blue light, but she looks perfectly normal, just unconscious and sick.
I will go in the room.
All right. So this is like a pretty fancy looking, when I say bed, I mean, it's the chamber that she is in. Like it's almost, oh crap. What movie was that? Ad Astra maybe. And it almost looks like a, one of the cryo chambers from Aliens, right? It's got the glass front. It's got plastic, but there are tubes and whatnot leading into it, and she's got an oxygen mask on. She just seems to be in there asleep.
I'm gonna slightly tap on the glass.
Attention. Nothing happens. You can see monitors. Hank, you notice, you recognize, by the way, like, you know, EKG monitor and heart monitor and
evil monitor. Is there a chart anywhere in the room?
No, there's not, actually.
Hank, you're an EMT. Can you decipher any of this stuff?
What, roll your medicine? You have a skill for this.
I know, I'm just... What do you want me to decipher? There's no chart. She's just hooked up to some machines.
Well, my character is dumb, so he doesn't know that.
That's fair. There's a drip. There are IV drips. You can try and read what's written on the drips. The bag.
Yeah, I'm pulling up the character to find out how much medicine I have. Dick, how many dice do I roll?
Okay, I got you.
Speed this along.
All right, you roll 7 dice and +2 for mega intelligence because you are very smart.
3 successes with the +2.
Okay, so some of this is cutting edge beyond your ken. Like some of you don't even know what some of this shit is for. The containers with fluid leading into the tube itself and into her IV are labeled as very strong crap. What's the word I'm looking for? Anesthesia.
Sedatives.
Yeah, sedatives. Sedatives, yep.
It looks like your mom's in a lot of pain and your dad is keeping her sedated so that she's not in pain.
Or
This is me trying to be nice, not your mom's a fucking super monster that's going to kill us all.
Okay. He's on his way down here.
What?
You're not floating real gently.
On his way down here, so y'all might not want to be around for this.
Billy, how much do you love your mom?
More than my dad.
Yikes.
Is there like a plug to potentially pull? Like
Yeah. And I pull out the 9mm in my pocket.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I can pull the plug if that's what you want.
What about your hippopotamus oath?
That's for doctors.
I believe it's called the hypotenuse oath.
I took a nurse's oath,
actually.
Like, I feel like my father would have thought through enough to make this thing bulletproof. Like, can I tap on it to see like how like actually, you know, how potentially thick this glass is, or this, you know.
I mean, you can try. You gonna tap on it?
Tap on it earlier to see if she reacted.
Yeah, I mean, like, it doesn't look particularly thick. It's a medical device.
Your mom's in a space age iron lung.
I guess we're in. It's Benny boy time. I love it. Yeah, Benny, knock on the glass.
We're not gonna ice some lady just laying there in a coma.
No.
What do you think the best course of action is this? Because, you know, again, Dad's on his way down here. He's probably gonna try to stop us from doing whatever.
What are Brad and Sage doing and Al doing at this point?
I'm still just getting as much information downloaded as I can. So as soon as we need to run, I can run with what I have.
Okay. Well, I will come and check out the scene with Hank and Finley and the icicle. Darling, Brian Pants, did you unleash an Ebola plague in the middle of Manhattan?
There's no reception in here.
No, he ran in there.
He's in there.
There's still no reception. I can't hear you. All the alarms going off. I can't hear.
And Al is just standing with Sage, just making sure that nobody comes in to fuck with her.
Thanks, Al. The two people who don't have a hard punch, but you're sturdy. That's enough. The shield.
Yeah, you're like a ambulance guy, right?
Yeah.
So you know about this medical stuff. Can we like just take her out of here? I mean, if
I
we unplug
really
something,
if we
she's
take
gonna
her
die?
Out of here, she's gonna die. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't want her to die. She's a nice lady. Well, when did all this happen to her? Because I saw her not that long ago. She was a nice lady.
Yeah, I was told the lady that we met was actually a clone. This is the real mom.
Oh. You're going to have to explain what that means. I don't know what that is. But this, okay, be as a man.
Finley's dad can make copies of people. We met the copy. We didn't meet the original.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah, he's like his superpower is like a Xerox machine.
So it's like if you got a dollar bill, that's a dollar bill. But if you make a bunch of copies of it, to pay to people, that's not real.
Yeah,
okay, I got you.
Yeah, except he can do it with people, not money.
She's a counterfeit. All right, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but this is a real mom. Okay, we don't want to hurt mom. We want.
How
many rooms are like these little, you know, were there? Were there just the three rooms, or were there a little few more?
There are a few more down the hallway, or down the rest of the area, and then there's like an obvious door that is labeled, you know, like a janitor's closet.
Aha!
And then there's
I'm gonna look into the other rooms real quick and see if I see anything that, you know, might fuck with me, or just like, you know, it's like make sure, like, okay, like there's not something else like hidden around here.
By the way, didn't Brad ask that question like standing right next to Hank?
Yes,
no,
he did.
He's I thought Brad was down there with Sage.
No, no, here. Al's with Sage.
Oh, Brad's in the room?
Yeah, Brad's in the room.
You may recall I just asked you about the Ebola plague.
Yeah, oh yeah, I thought you were down there with Sage. That's why I didn't answer it.
I thought he was just ignoring him.
No. I wasn't purposely ignoring it. I literally thought he was down the hall. No, I didn't release it in Manhattan. I'm not insane.
We're in Queens. It's fine.
I crook an eyebrow at him suspiciously.
What? I mean, the building's inside Manhattan, but as long as they stay inside the building, it should be fine.
Yeah, people are trying to run out now because of the blue alarm.
Yeah, can we turn that shit off? That's getting on my nerves.
There's no sound, by the way. Just light.
That flashing light is going to give me the narcolepsy or whatever. Yeah, I'm going to have a seizure.
Bless.
Do. Yeah, I'm going to just... I'm going to look at one of the other rooms. The other rooms real quick. Just make
sure. So if you go back to the first room, there's no one in there. If you look in the second room, you see a figure in there. Roll me a perception plus awareness check.
And
you. Did everybody roll one?
Anyone that looks in that room, roll one.
One success.
Okay. You will need more than one. You cannot tell.
I just feel like the drunk frat guy at the zoo. You know, I just want to open all the cages. See what happens.
Brad, this person looks very familiar. you last time you saw this person, the last time you saw this person, they were cowering behind your couch.
Wait, is this the mole man?
Mole man?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
It's the mole guy. What are you doing here, mole guy?
He's unconscious. He is 100% unconscious. You can wake him up.
What does the mole man have to do with any of this?
Like right now, you're outside his room looking in, and he is like covered by a blanket, and he has a oxygen mask on his face and an IV in his arm.
Your dad is actually like Albert Schweitzer. He's running a convalescent home for injured supers.
Wow.
I told you it was for the greater good, son.
The greater good.
Finn, are you going farther back into the area?
Yes, I'm gonna check the other rooms.
Okay, so as you go back, you know, you see there are a couple more rooms. Most of them are empty. A couple might have people in it. You don't recognize anyone. As you go farther back, you open a double door, and there is a surgical suite.
Sweet.
And on the wall, it's got a little label: surgical suite this way, morgue this way.
Ooh. Morgue.
What was that?
I go to the morgue.
It's a morgue. You open the morgue door, and it's just a swinging door, and it's cold. There are tables set up. No one's on them. There is the rack in the back, the rack for all the stiffs, little shelves, you know, the drawers you open and close. They are all currently closed.
Is there nobody on the table, or is there...
No.
Tables on any
but these are like the drawers that like a person would fit into, like the back wall is nothing but like basically law like
cold storage.
Yeah, cold storage for bodies. Thank you. I couldn't think of the word cold.
I will just open one random one.
Okay.
Watch out! It's cold.
Call high or low.
Hi.
Okay. I don't have somebody in it. Oh, okay. And we will roll. See who is in there. All right, a 3. Oh, 3 successes, a 10. My bad, a 28, actually. Jesus, 3 successes on one die.
Jesus.
I've seen someone get...
my God.
5 successes on one die. And even better, it was a paradox roll in a mage game.
Nice.
Yeah, that was good.
Nice. Wow, that's not great. You open it up, and there is a there's a body on the slab. How close does Finley want to inspect the body on the slab?
Let's go down to the lab. Ta-da. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'm
going to pull the sheet up to see the face.
It is a Caucasian male. You do not recognize this person. There's a Y incision on the chest. And are you going to continue inspecting the body?
I recently learned that they call them Mercedes incisions.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll keep checking it out.
So as you like roll back the sheet, you notice that there are a lot of punctures. And in addition to the incision on the chest, there look like there are incisions on other parts of his body. He is missing a hand. He is missing his left hand. It's like it's been severed surgically.
By a train?
No, just...
No, those were arms.
Yeah, those were arms.
Okay, then I'm just going to close the person back up and just push it in. It's like, okay, I think I'm going to be done with this. Or, like, is there a toe tag on him?
Yeah, if you pull it all the way out, there's a toe tag.
I'm going to check the toe tag.
So you check the toe tag. It's got a serial number on there, and it has a... Like, it doesn't make any sense to you, but you feel that it makes sense to someone. There's like a little chart, and it's got a bunch of alphanumeric characters, different sets of six. It's got four different sets, and like there's no name. Other than that, it just looks like he's been. I mean, it looks like he's been tagged and coded, like categorized.
And there's no potential, like where I can look on there is like that looks something like a date of how long he might have
been there. Oh yeah, no, there's definitely a date. Yeah, he's been there for like at least a month.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just gonna close him up and get the out of that room.
Okay.
And go back to all of them.
Yeah.
Just be like, okay, guys, there's a morgue that way. Might be full of dead people. I know at least one that has a dead person in it. Yep. So what do we want to do with this? Blow this whole thing up and try to get out of here. Where's everybody else? So you might need to make a fast getaway.
Are you saying you want us to blow your mother up?
I feel like either way, this is not really humane. This is not probably what she wants. But I also feel like if we do this, immediately get into a fight with my dad, and I don't think we can all take him at the moment, especially if he has rage on his side.
Hank, have you examined her with your powers to see if, like, maybe you can heal her? Or at least know what's wrong with her?
He tried to heal her with the 9mm injection.
I didn't try. I offered. It was different. Yeah, I mean, can I examine her with my powers to see? I don't know if they work that way.
So your powers can transfer and remove disease, basically create and remove disease, viral disease, bacterial disease. You've never tried it on anyone with a genetic disorder, to my knowledge.
I haven't, but if I have viral abilities, genetic diseases can be manipulated with virus therapy, so I mean use a combination of the two.
You could try and make a medicine intelligence roll, and you would have to open the container to reach her.
Can somebody open the container, or is it easy to open, or is it just a fucking latch?
I mean, it's got a little electronic, like
it's
panel.
It's actually Tupperware.
It's not Tupperware. It's got a little electronic panel on the side.
Listen for the burp.
And it's got, it basically commands, like you know, open, close, initialize, like status messages, you know, everything's green right now. Sage could probably figure it out.
I mean, you said it has status. Like, does it just have a fucking button that says open?
It does not. But Sage could probably figure it out.
I don't know how to open it. Can somebody get Sage?
Yeah, I'll go get her. I'm worried she's over there anyway. Your dad's running around someplace. I'm gonna go check. I'll be right back. So Benny will trundle off down outside, back outside and down the hall.
Running very slowly. all right, Benny, you walk down. Sage and Al are in there, downloading stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
So what are you doing? What's going on? There's some kind of blue light. Oh, it's in here too. It says something bad is going to happen.
I think it's because y'all broke into the medical wing, so I'm sure it's fine.
Hey, you told me to go in.
Yeah, no, you did good. You did good, Benny. I just don't think that, you know, Ben's dad doesn't really like that we did that. That's the alarm. What's up? What'd y'all find? Y'all find his mom?
Yeah, she's in there. She's laying out in some kind of one of those space pod kind of things like the Martians have. And she's, yeah. We don't know how to get to her and you know, what to do to help her. I don't know. Yeah, I guess he's all right.
Oops. So you need help getting to his mom?
Oh, yeah. It's got some kind of computer thing on it. And they figure, you know, you could probably get in. I mean, I think I could get in, but I might break something. And I you know, maybe this is the time for, what do you call, tact and like that.
Hmm. Has enough stuff downloaded stick that I can take my drive, and if there's time, I'll plug another one in to keep downloading. I don't think I'll have time to come back, but just in case.
I mean, you've got a lot of stuff there. You'd have to sort through it later, but yeah.
Yeah. I will take it, and just in case I have time to swing back by, I'll pop another one in to download, and then follow Benny.
All right. Al, you going with him?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, you find, everyone standing around or in. Apparently Mrs. Benson's room. She's in the tube you saw earlier. She's asleep. There are various liquids being fed to her via tubes, via IVs, and there's a blinky like pad on the side of the unit.
I will go over and fiddle with it.
Also, there's a mad science lab and another server room in here. Okay. Roll your intelligence plus cyberkinesis.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to sit out for a second and take a quick call. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Okay.
2+1 auto, so 3.
Okay. You pretty quickly figure out that this is a, you know, the kind of locking and status monitoring system for this unit. The actual purpose of the unit is strange and wild to you. It's almost like a stasis unit. You can't think of a better term, not actual stasis, but just, you know, keeping someone healthy and unconscious. Yeah, you could easily tell the machine to open itself.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay, roll it again.
I'm going to wait out in the hallway to wait to see when my dad might show up and just, like, have a potential shot prepared.
Another 2+1 auto.
Okay. You did not botch. That is fantastic. I wish you had botched so bad. and she dies. No. So there's a hiss as air starts to vent, and you see a countdown begin on the side on the little screen as it starts to process its release process. It's release cycle.
And I'm back.
All right. Sage has managed to start the release cycle. Man. Yep. So, Finn, about this time, as you are waiting and the cycle is going, you see from the ceiling above you feet slowly appear, and then legs, and then the rest of your father as he like drifts down through solid matter.
I've been falling for 30 minutes.
Yes. He looks at you, and he looks at the room where your mother is, and he looks back at you, and it is a mixture of anger and horror on his face, and he goes, "What have you done?" And we'll stop there for tonight.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Come on.
One last cliffhanger.
This is Beau. Thank you for listening to another episode of Southern Gothic Gaming. We've finished both the Aberrant campaign you are listening to now, as well as some new and exciting updated adventures of the Connor family in Knoxville, which will begin dropping as soon as this season is over. If you want to follow along live, you can do so by becoming a member of our Patreon. On Patreon, you will get early access, character breakdowns, and more. You can even join our Discord group to interact with us and potentially join in one-off specials. Plus, you'll be supporting a small group that does this just for fun. A little goes a long way, and any support is greatly appreciated. Please rate or review wherever you listen to podcasts, and as always, episodes are released every Friday night. Your players for this session have been Alan as Brad Jeffries, Anthony as Finley Zane Acid III, Beau as Aloysius Pendergast, Brooke as Sage Summers, Bruce as Hank St. Clair, Luke as Benny G, and Stick as the Storyteller. The intro and outro is History Repeats Itself by FSCM Productions from freestockmusic.com. Thank you again, and we hope you listen in for our next session.